Welcome to the Social University Podcast. We are so glad you're joining us today because we want to help business owners, entrepreneurs, and people just like you who want to build their business online. Listen, if we can do it, you can do it. So let's go.
May is Mental Health Month, and today it's the first day of May. So all this month, we're going to be discussing different aspects of keeping your sanity online. There are so many different ways that it can kind of go sideways on social media or just on the internet in general. People get negative comments, they get trolls, some people get canceled. It happens. So all this month, we're going to talk about different ways to kind of keep it together online. But today we're going to discuss imposter syndrome, specifically in social media, but just imposter syndrome in general. Later this month, we're going to talk about kind of setting healthy boundaries so that you are not, I hate to use the word invaded, but it really is invaded because people have their phones with them all the time and they get notifications constantly. We're going to talk about why unplugging matters, why digital detox matters. We're going to talk about mental health resources. We're going to talk about kind of getting healthy and getting away from it all. So let's start today with imposter syndrome. This is something that hits very close to home for me. I, of course, like I think every other normal person in the whole world, everybody experiences imposter syndrome sometimes. That weird feeling of, oh my goodness, how did I get in here? They're going to figure out I don't belong. They're going to make me leave. I think it happens to everybody. I think it is more prevalent with women than men, but I do think it happens to everyone at some point in their career. And a lot of the information I am going to talk to you about today was taken from or inspired by How to Deal with Imposter Syndrome, Imposter Syndrome Effect by Valerie Young. And I have several other references in here that we will also link in our notes and have links to on our blog so that you can access those if you would like to. So let's go ahead and get started. So first and foremost, in order to stop having imposter syndrome, you have to stop thinking like an imposter. It sounds silly to say it that way, but really and truly, the first thing you have to do is realize that you have it, that you might have a problem. So recognizing it is huge. It gives you, it starts to foster that feeling of confidence to kind of bring you back from the edge of imposter syndrome. Okay, now, how do you know? How can you identify that you are actually dealing with this? Well, there are several different signs. One is you feel like you got lucky when actually you're very prepared and you worked really hard to get where you are. And I do that. I am guilty of doing this because I will a lot of times, that happened to me, I'm so lucky, instead of I've been working for the last 30 years to grow my brand and to grow my knowledge and my skill set, and I was in the right place with the right information at the right time. Not necessarily luck. Again, you kind of sometimes have to create your own luck, but realizing, again, first step. Okay. You find it hard to accept praise. I totally identify with this. I think it's also very female driven. I think a lot of women struggle with that whole, oh, thank you. I know. Just say thank you and move forward. You have a tendency to apologize for yourself when you didn't actually do anything wrong. One of my favorite books about this topic, it's a tiny book, easy reading, How Can Women Succeed in the Workplace Despite Having a Female Brain by Valerie Alexander. I love that book. I recommend it to my entire staff. Everybody's required to read it. There's a chapter about basically stop apologizing. It's not about apologizing for you. It's about, it's a shift in thinking. So instead of, I am so sorry I'm late, it is thank you for your patience. Instead of apologizing for what is wrong, you express gratitude for what is correct. It's a little tiny shift, but it makes a huge difference. You sometimes hold yourself to incredibly or even impossibly high standards. You can't be all things to all people. You can't do everything, and you can't do everything by yourself. It's okay to ask for help. You find the fear of failure paralyzing. I know there's perfectionists out there, and if you can't do it absolutely correctly, you don't want to do it at all. You avoid expressing confidence because you think people will see it as overcompensating or even obnoxious. You're convinced you're not enough. You're enough. I promise you, you're enough. You downplay your skills or achievements. You seek constant feedback as a form of reassurance, and you constantly compare yourself to others. These are all signs that you might actually be suffering from imposter syndrome. So once you realize you have it and you identify it, now, Ken, how do you deal with it? Let's talk about that. So the first thing you want to do to kind of deal with it is own it. Yes, you know that you have it. You want to express those feelings, because when you express those feelings, it helps alleviate that sense of shame that you might have. And a lot of times it could be just as simple as confiding in a friend or a mentor or a colleague, someone who has experienced the same thing as you, who can relate to what you're going through and kind of walk you through it. You also want to separate your feelings from fact. Again, just because I feel like I don't belong doesn't make that true. Sometimes I have to take a step back and look and say, oh yeah, I've been doing this a long time. I was in corporate world for 8 years before I launched my own business. Long time now. And I've been exclusively in social media for something like 14 years. I know what I'm doing, but I still have those moments. I think it's normal for everybody. But the facts are, I have successfully led a business for several years. I can continue to do that. I just not really need to look at the history versus the panic. You see kind of where I'm going with this. Look at your own history. You've done it before. You can absolutely do it again. And just because you feel ignorant doesn't mean that you are. If there's something you want to learn how to do or something that's become a huge obstacle for you, address it. Hit it head on. The next step to kind of fixing the problem is know that you're not alone. So many other people have this issue, famous people. And this is one of my favorite quotes. Quote, I have written 11 books, but each time I think, uh-oh, they're going to find out now. I've run a game on everybody and they're going to find me out. That is a direct quote from author, poet, singer, dancer, actress, composer, director, 3-time Grammy winner, National Medal of Arts winner, winner of the Presidential Medal of Freedom and Civil Rights activist, Maya Angelou. So yeah, it does happen to everybody. You want to focus on the positive also. Mistakes happen all the time. It's okay to forgive yourself and hold on to the compliments. It is totally normal to make a mistake. You have to be as gracious with yourself as you would be with a colleague or coworker. Would you berate someone if they were a few minutes late? Probably not. So why would you do it to yourself? You want to speak in that same voice, that same kind voice to yourself that you would speak to other people, which is the very next thing. Be kind to yourself. If you don't win, you learn. I have made so many mistakes. I'm an experiential learner and it happens, but you have to get back up and do it again. And part of that includes not berating yourself or flogging yourself for doing it wrong to begin with. Would you talk? And I, part of what helps me kind of keep it in check, if I wouldn't say what I'm currently saying to a child, or more specifically, when my son was younger, let's say first grade, if I wouldn't talk to him like that, and I would never talk to my son like that, why would I talk to myself like that? That makes no sense. So you want to be as kind to yourself as you would be to others. And your inner dialogue really matters. Those positive affirmations work. Again, another quote that, oh my God, everyone here is brilliant. You want to kind of shift that to instead of, oh my God, everyone here is brilliant and I'm not, they're going to figure that out. You want to shift that to, wow, everyone here is brilliant and I'm really going to learn a lot. I highly recommend the book, You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. She helps focus that mental energy in a more positive way so that you can really deal with it and you can really embrace your inner badass, because everybody has one. You also want to visualize your success and celebrate your achievements. Focus on your strengths and collect positive reminders. We have so many amazing, amazing testimonials. But if I'm feeling stressed out, do I look at the testimonials? I do not. I look at the stuff that's negative. So again, everybody kind of does this. You definitely want to look at what's positive and hold on to that. And I am a firm believer in fake it till you make it. You don't have to wait until it's perfect. Done is better than perfect, 100%. Quote, don't wait until you feel confident to start putting yourself out there. Courage comes from taking risks. Change your behavior first, and that will allow your confidence to build. Valerie Young. And again, Valerie Young is the author of Imposter Syndrome Expert. Outstanding. I am happy to link that in our notes so that you can take advantage of that as well. let's see, actions lead, feelings follow, 100%. That's 100% correct. You have to put yourself out there to earn the confidence to get rid of the imposter syndrome. One of, I've had this experience really two times in my life that are very memorable to me. The first was years ago, it's in early 2000s. I was brand new. I was the head of sales at a corporate company that offered training, and I was trying to network to increase our sales. And one of the things I applied for was a roundtable exclusive to executive women through the chamber. I did not realize how difficult it was to get on those roundtables. I did not realize that someone had to retire or die to have a seat available, and that the entire room had to qualify you to be on in the roundtable. And somehow or other, I managed to get in. Wow. My very first meeting, I remember looking around and thinking, oh no, they are going to know. They are going to figure out that I'm not supposed to be here. They're going to make me leave. That did not happen. And I actually forged friendships and connections from that group that I maintain to this day. One of my closest friends came from that group. Some of my favorite people are from that group. I still talk to them. I still engage with them. I still work with them. Again, that whole fake it till you make it. And the other instance, I recently, to me, it was yesterday, but it was actually probably several years ago during COVID. I went through a leadership program for Momentum, and I was one of two small business owners. And again, looking around at all the other executives and PhDs, they're how did I get in here? I actually did end up bringing value to the conversation, but I struggle with that. And I think it's normal for everybody to struggle with that. So hang in there so that you can maintain. Just, it happens to everybody. Lean into it, maybe not lean into it, but address it so that you can overcome it. That is it for me today. All this month, we're going to talk about mental health. I will be back next week. We are going to discuss FOMO, really and truly, fear of missing out, how it affects you, and kind of setting a guide to healthy social media so that you are not constantly chasing that dopamine hit, because people do. I'm people. I do it too. So we're going to talk about that next week. And we're also going to talk about mental health resources later this month and why unplugging, digital detox, why it matters. Thank you guys for joining me today. Until next week, I am Karen Tiradas, and I'm here to help. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us for the Social University Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media at Stay Social U. That's the letter U. And we will talk to you next week. Remember, you've got this.